In Prince George's County, Maryland, hundreds of people attended funeral services today for Police Corporal Richard Findlay. Findlay was killed in the line of duty last week when the driver of a stolen truck ran him over. Now, state police and the FBI are investigating the death of that man, the one who allegedly killed Findlay. Less than 36 hours after his arrest, he was strangled to death in a county jail cell. NPR's Libby Lewis reports on the latest in the investigation.
Last night, police and firefighters streamed into a funeral home for a viewing and service in Richard Findlay's honor. The overflow crowd listened over speakers outside. Al Schwartz is chief of the Beltsville, Maryland Volunteer Fire Department, where Findlay served for 20 years.
You know, whatever shift he was working, you better hope you worked the same shift. Because if not, he was going to wake you up and talk all night long, telling stories and joking. Rich was a handful, that's for sure.
Last Friday, Corporal Findlay was tracking a stolen truck when the driver mowed him down trying to escape. Officers found 19-year-old Ronnie White hiding in an apartment nearby, and they arrested him for Findlay's murder. They took him to the Prince George's County Jail. Sunday morning, a jail officer found White slumped in his maximum security cell. The state medical examiner concluded he'd been strangled to death. Investigators have focused on the correctional officers who had access to White's cell. Some of the officers on duty then have refused to talk to investigators. Yesterday, the county's public safety director urged their cooperation. Glenn Ivey is Prince George's County State's attorney. He described the investigation so far as a mixed bag.
You know, at this point, I think they're making some headway, but there's some resistance to cooperation in some quarters there, and we just have to find ways to work around that.
Ivy said he believes Ronnie White killed Richard Findlay, but no one, he says, had the right to murder Ronnie White.
We can't have vigilante justice on the streets or in the jail.
So far, county officials have taken no administrative action against the officers who've refused to talk. While state police conduct a criminal investigation into White's murder, the FBI is conducting a civil rights probe into his death. Richard Findlay was white. Ronnie White was black. By the time he turned 19, Ronnie White already had stacked up a significant criminal record, drugs and weapons and charges of grand larceny, among others. Bobby Henry is the lawyer for White's family. He refused to talk about Ronnie White's background. To do that, he argued, could lead some to rationalize White's murder.
This case is ultimately going to be about the faith and the confidence that the community can place in its law enforcement officials. That's it.
Henry says he never got to meet Richard Findlay, but he says he knows Findlay was a good and giving man. He says if Ronnie White was murdered in the name of Richard Findlay,
what does that do?
That question will have to wait as Richard Findlay's family and friends celebrate his life and mourn his death. Karen Coakley of Beltsville put it this way at yesterday's service.
I'm just focusing on, you know, his wife and children and helping down the road raising funds for that. And for his police and firefighter brothers and sisters who are in pain, you know, that's all I care about at this point in time.
Beltsville Fire Chaplain Harry Hetz told the mourners that sometimes life doesn't make sense.
The past few days have given heavy hearts to all of us, but let us not remember these days to memorialize Rich Findlay. Remember the days before.
Instead, he said, remember all the days that came before. Libby Lewis, NPR News.